This is episode number 2439 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Work on Britney Spears' autobiography has been put on hold. Because her famous friends are, well, they're a little worried about what's in it. A bit.
You'd think. Oh, my gosh.
A source was quoted as saying, strongly worded legal letters have been sent to publishers by people who know Britney and who fear what she has written.
Now, normally when you write a book, tell-all, and your memoir, I happen to know this because I'm pretty close to some publishers, they actually have lawyers look at what you wrote.
I'm sure they do.
Send out when you're talking about a certain somebody in your memoir to make sure it's true and it's factual. They don't care if you give the approval because you don't have to. But they want to make sure that the artist or the author got it correct.
Well, the source adds that Britney is brutally honest in this book.
What?
So there's a lot of nervous A-listers.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
She knew a few, too. I mean, back in the day, she did hang a little bit with Lilo and Paris. Did she not?
Well, I wouldn't call them A-listers.
Well, okay. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
So some of those nervous A-listers... Well, they also have the last name Spears. Another might have the initials JT.
Well, yes, of course. There's probably others, too.
So you got to keep in mind that Britney has no filters.
No, and that's why something like this, that's probably why people are like scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, no, secrets are going to spill.
Girl speaks what's on her mind.
And she probably has a lot on her mind, I would think.
She also likes to post nudes on Instagram.
Well, you know, and I mean, it's each their own. Right? To each their own.
Does she know about OnlyFans?
Oh, wow. She could be making bank.
Right? So, Bug was supposed to come.
Join my OnlyFans.
Oh, my gosh. Bug was supposed to come out in the fall.
Oh.
Will it?
No. Oh, no. I don't think so. See, that's bad, though. See, this free Britney. Free Britney. Britney's nipples. I don't really care. Just, you know what? The poor woman.
Well,
she's
now,
lived all these years just like a prisoner.
Now,
a very rich prisoner.
Well, now we know that she's got dirt.
Oh, yeah.
And so now we know, and they're going to say, no. Hey, no. Too late. It's out there. Now you're going to spill it.
Yeah, I think the lawyers are going to try and keep that, you know, bottled up. But OnlyFans,
that
could be
Britney.
A whole revenue stream for her.
What, OnlyFans?
Yeah. Well, you got it, girlfriend. Oh, yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, stop.
Oh,
stop.
Man, that was close.
Yeah.
I think he's just creepy.
I love Beetlejuice.
It's creepy.
It's a wonder. And they just had the Broadway musical before the pandemic. And unfortunately, it was one of those that got closed with the pandemic because Broadway closed and it never opened again. But
what was creepy is that my spouse's cousin's kid, a little cousin, got married. This is years ago.
Yeah.
Not that many. And her theme was black and white. And so we had to wear these black and white striped bridesmaids dresses with vertical stripes.
Oh, my.
Thick, but they were thick. One of my biggest regrets is throwing it away. I mean, we always done. That thing was in the trash can before I ever hit the parking lot.
That's crazy.
Wow, that was nasty.
So why are we talking about Beetlejuice?
They had little skulls on it. Warner Brothers has announced that Beetlejuice 2 will be released on the big screen Labor Day weekend 2024.
Well, thank the maker. I've got to make it one more year just so I can see Beetlejuice. That's on my Beetlejuice 2.
Well,
that's
something
on my,
else
that's
on your hashtag
list.
Goals.
Bucket list.
There's little information available so far.
Uh-huh.
And this is, you know, Tim Burton, 1988.
Okay, yeah. Right.
1988.
Right.
That little pesky poltergeist.
Yeah.
So Tim Burton is returning with Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice.
Oh, really? Well, now that makes sense, because Michael Keaton can pull off Batman and Beetlejuice still to this day. Yeah.
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 Look at
just
that.
Put a mask on him or sure. some extra makeup and he's good.
Winona Ryder's coming back.
I love her. I learned yesterday that they've halted production on Stranger Things because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
And that doesn't... It's like,
that's not the only thing they've halted.
Shuts my hide. You know? And I mean, what writers need it, they need it. I know. Hollywood, come on now. Pony up. We need our movies. We need our shows. We need our programs.
We need our writers.
As my grandma used to call.
We need our shows. That's right.
Winona Ryder, that's great. Awesome. Because she was so cool in the first, right?
Yeah.
Think about this now. The dead parents, this is crazy, were Alec Baldwin and
Gina Davis.
Davis. Wow. And they're both really old now. Oh, well.
Well, you'll like this one.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday star Jenna Ortega.
Oh, really?
Is going to be the daughter of Winona Ryder's character.
That is an instant golden ticket. She is the hot it girl in Hollywood right now. Put her in a movie that makes her look like she's a little scary. That's it, man. You're right there. You're right there. That's going to be...
Yeah, she's perfect for that.
Tim Burton's on for this one. That's awesome.
And Justin Theroux will be in it. Don't know what he's going to do yet.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
And who might be producing this?
I don't know.
Plan B.
Who's Plan B?
Brad Pitt.
Ooh, Brad Pitt and Justin Theroux working on the same thing.
Oh, that's weird.
No, that's just weird, man.
Uh-oh, got awkward slightly.
Maybe not. You never know. I heard that Brad also started a gin company. So it's like,
what?
Brad, you're supposed to be not drinking. Anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you said a gin company. I thought you meant like
Gin
Aniston.
Gin Aniston, not that gin.
That's where my head went. Oh, my
God. With our apologies to Jennifer Aniston.
Yes,
and
she's
Halle
need
Berry.
Him.
Yes. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Beetlejuice.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.